I'd like to call the I didn't put it on. I'd like to call the November Steuben County Land Bank meeting together all together. Call to order. That's me. Approval of the minutes.
So move. Second.
For October 1st. Any questions or changes? If not, all in favor.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No, I'm all right. It's just, sure? Yeah. See, I haven't talked too much in the meetings. Normally I talk more and I get that all going. Treasurer's report. Did we get one?
Yes,
I sent it this morning.
Okay. I didn't look. So
that's any, right.
We really haven't had a chance to look at the treasurer's report. Is there anything that Mitch, you want to say about the treasurer's
report? Yeah, so the balance is right around $275,000. We did have one transaction that's worth noting that was rather large this month, which was the $250,000 for the roof on Seneca Street in Hornell. And I think there's still another $50,000 owed on that. But that was a big hit to our balance. But we did receive some grant revenue to kind of offset that. So kind of put us back where where we were.
So. We had to have it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Chris, do you want to say anything about that roof? Are you going to?
So as far as completion, I don't know percentage, but they've been there for 6 weeks or so. And
yeah,
seemingly the number of people are lesser now. So I would
have. Yeah, pretty much all the rubber's on the roof. They just have to come out with their metal crews to do all the wrapping and do all the gutters and downspouts.
So they'll get that $50,000 payment at total completion.
Correct.
Luckily, we have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on the treasurer's report? But you guys probably haven't had a chance to look at it. If you do, let us know, and we'll deal with that. All right, moving on. River Road Corning sale.
So, if you remember, I asked the board earlier in October for basically a straw vote. This is to formalize that sale. It's a $285,000 sale price with $15,000 in seller concessions. So essentially a $270,000 net purchase price listed at $299.9 currently. And that is moving along very well in the moment. We've got a few water tests, septic tests that are in the process of being completed. The next item is a change order, very small one, but this one should close November.
Did you also say the buyer was a veteran?
Correct. It is a VA loan. So they did have a couple unique asks, more or less, not asks, kind of requirements that got to be done due to the VA status. But yes, you are correct.
But it's moving ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need a motion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Anybody have any questions or comments about the sale? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
And anybody opposed? Motion carried. We now have that all done. So will you let us know when, if it's between our meetings, if it's been finalized?
Certainly.
Okay, good.
So one thing that needs to be taken care of and addressed prior to the completion of the sale is a change order for a radon system to be installed. So prior to our renovations, Arbor had a test done, showed satisfactory levels. We had one done recently, or the buyers did, and it was a little bit elevated. It wasn't anything to be overly concerned about. So the VA requirements did ask for a radon system or another test. But when you have the test and you're waiting for the results, you're looking at a month, 6 weeks for all that to happen. Where to install an entire system to remediate it as well as $1,550. So asked to approve that change order to satisfy that requirement.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second? Okay. We get a second?
John,
I'm sorry. Didn't hear you, John. Any questions? So I have a question. So instead, I don't know much about radon equipment, but so instead of having like a, isn't there something you just put in the house like a, is that what you're talking about that costs that much money for a?
What's the install, essentially? You're having a company come out and make sure that it's, you know, calibrated correctly and all of the requirements are met. Doug can probably speak to this more than I can.
Yeah, they'll put in a PVC pipe that'll go underneath the slab, and then they'll have that pipe come up out the side wall, and there'll be an inline fan that'll vent all that gas up and out of the house.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, it's a little canister basically is the fan, but it's a lot more complicated than that once you got to punch through concrete walls and stuff.
Wow. And that is a requirement from VA loan?
Yeah, due to the one test. We could have had another test done, but if that came elevated, we're essentially wasting 6 to 8 weeks. So our thought was when it's all said and done, we would be $300-500 just in a test where you can do $1,500 for the system and better money spent.
All right. Did we already vote on that? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Cool. So that should finalize everything, correct. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Budget transfer.
Yep. The next two items are related. So I did send out the budget for review and adoption. But if you look at the budget that was sent out, the renovation costs are currently negative by to the tune of $147,250. So I'll ask for a budget transfer of $100,000 from the contingency line and $50,000 from the demo line to go into renovation costs to square that up. And that should leave enough in the demo line to get us through the end of the year.
So move.
Second?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Nope. Motion carries. So that'll take care of us for the end of the year.
Yeah, we're thinking. So I don't know of any big things that are coming up, but I think that'll do it.
Well, there isn't a lot of time left either.
Right.
And then so you're going to talk about the budget.
Yep. Well. So in that same spreadsheet, the final column on the right side is the fiscal year 2026 budget to the tune of $1.875 million. As you can see, we've grown this budget each and every year. In fiscal year 2025, the budget is $1 million. And we're pretty close to that. We'll probably exceed that budget number by the time the year closes out. And we still have a fair amount of carryover from the grant for next year too. So that's why everything is pretty elevated. So anybody have any questions or concerns with that?
John.
Well, one of your line items is demolition cost. So that's risen by $200,000. Is that to cover the construction debris landfilled? Or what is that additional?
Well, it would be, yes, that would be in that line. But again, the next agenda item too, we're looking to acquire and demo more properties in 2026, but yes, that is part of the equation.
Yeah, I had questions on that, not only the demo one increasing, but also property acquisitions going from 170 to 550. But I think all of these are in scale to the revenue increase that they're getting on this grant. So they just scaled everything to reflect the amount of activity that'll happen, I'm assuming.
You're right. And property acquisition, it's kind of an unknown, you know.
Yeah.
We just don't know how we're going to continue to acquire. And if we got to acquire at or near market for some of these demos, that makes it difficult.
And the $1,250,000 for the HCR grant, that's only if we need it or we use it. It's not sent to us as a check and then we spend it.
Reimbursement based.
It's reimbursed. So it's based on our activity.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So then all of these other expenditures should also be based on our activity.
Correct.
We've got a busy year planned for next year.
Well, this year's been.
Yeah, you might not want to go to Florida for a couple months, Hilda. You should be here.
Any questions? I think this budget looks great, and I like how you presented it. I like the way it's all put up because I'm not a budget person. I know Scott is, and I'm not. So I can look at this and I can certainly understand.
That's a creation of Mitch. He is very organized when it comes to all this
stuff. Yeah, the many years of history helps to show how we've grown.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's good for the state too. Cause if we show this to the state, they're gonna say, you know, cause they know we've been busy. That's why we're getting the money, right?
Yeah, this was submitted in Paris for our annual reporting. So they see this just like you do.
Perfect. Do we need to vote on this one? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
We didn't get a first.
I'll make a motion.
I thought, sorry. I'm skipping ahead. So we have a first and a second.
I'll make a motion retroactively.
There you go. Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Great.
Next item on the agenda is grant application. So at the meeting last month, we spoke about the state opening up another round. So Elizabeth put together a very nice narrative and budget to give to the state, which was submitted 10 days ago, 14 days ago.
About that, it needs to go to Crystal will look over it, and then it'll go in front of their board. I did ask for $1.67 million. That is for 8 demolitions, 2 rehabs, and then that grant program that we talked about, I requested $500,000 for that to help 20 families. So I can send the final to Chris so that everybody can take a read through it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so that was the moderate income owner occupied program, the repair program that we spoke about. So once, if we are awarded this, you know, this is kind of an all hands on deck type of situation where we would ask, you know, Mayor Buckley, if your codes people know anybody in Hornell that this could fit into, right, please send them our way. You guys already have a backlog to start with, but like she said, up to 25 projects, 20 projects. So that's a fair amount to do in an 18-month period.
And I've asked the council and city to give me some lists of properties that, yes, and I've gotten, I think, 2 people that have sent me property lists. Yeah, well, we have a lot to choose from, I'm sure. How about, can you just give it, because I asked Chris, how's the stat? What's the status of Mr. Freitas's property in Corning?
Yeah, so really all of them except the Wayland property are still in the environmental phase. Mr. Freitas, his property, they identified the county-owned property that's adjacent to it as a former gas station, and there's no real record of the status of the tanks from whatever 1940s, 50s, whatever it was. So a phase 2 is required. So we are in the process of that. I don't believe they've conducted it, but
it's scheduled for November 12th.
So there used to, and Scott may remember, I don't know, I might be a little too young, but the gas station was on the corner on the other side, not on where our building is.
I don't know.
So that's like,
They go pretty far back. He was saying that it was like the 1940s, 1950s, and that there was no documentation of the removal of the tanks. So they have to do boring.
They know the tanks are there?
They do not. This is just
no documented.
Going down and checking.
So Greg Miller's family owned that gas station on the corner across the street, not there. So it's like, I don't think there was a gas station.
Right. Another thing too is everyone that we've dealt with in the city or town of Corning has really gone through this entire process due to
the remediation. Yeah.
So I think if this wasn't an issue, the other side of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, John.
Yeah, the more. Yes. Yeah, John.
So the property in Whalen that was supposed to be demolished in August is now November. What's
correct? It's going to be the 10th.
Scheduled for November 10th. I actually have confirmation.
That is locked in.
That is locked in. They have DPW. They have the air monitoring and the demo group are ready to go.
So the 11th is Veterans Day. So demo Monday and Wednesday, Thursday, if needed. But contractor firmly believes that 2 days should be good enough.
If not, John, let us know.
We will.
Do they have ribbon cuttings at demolition site?
They could have.
That's a good idea. Maybe you
could the budget.
Bill and Tom would probably be there.
You could get a sledgehammer and you could be the, you know, the one that hits the first one. Yeah.
But that's a great time because I have 2 off agenda items. And the first one being when that is demoed and complete, we've spoke about this at length since prior to acquisition that we would sell this back to the village due to the main stormwater line that goes through the back end of the property. I spoke to Mayor Barry Monday, again reiterated that. Obviously, UDIG notified the contractor of it, but that was the major purpose of this was to help, you know, access to that. So I would request authorization to sell this property to the Village of Wayland for a dollar.
Do you want to do that now?
I do.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
A second?
Seconds.
All right. Any questions? Because we kind of talked about this before. It's correct. Like brand new. Any questions on doing that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. So as we are all aware, these grants that we receive are time sensitive. And we've had a situation pop up with Townsend Ave, which is going to be our first build. So obviously this is something we've been talking about for probably 2 to 3 years now. And a situation has come up where the awarded contractor has now said we can't start till April. So Elizabeth and Doug and Danielle have done a good job reaching out to the number two bidder on this project, which is a contractor we've used a ton of times. He did the River Road project, solid contractor, and he was $5,000 more than the lowest bid, but he can start ASAP. So that really, you know, opens 5-6 months of time that we really, really honestly could use. But I want to get your temperature on, is that 6 month worth $5,000?
So what are we building?
We're building a single family home. The prints were done by Hunt Engineers. And prior to your time, they were sent out to the board. I can send them to you so you can see what we're building. 1,400 square foot home.
And 200 and some thousand.
Which is what we fully expected.
Chris, is this on
the footprint? The construction has gone up.
Yeah.
Structure? Say that again, John.
Is it on the footprint of an old structure? Is there...
So we demoed this home. It was a fire damaged home. We demoed it down, took out the basement from the prior home. So it's a clean lot.
Yeah.
And there is no basement in this lot, if I remember correct. It's on a pad.
So this kind of ties into the previous meeting's discussion with the electrification. So as of January 1, new builds are required to be fully electric. Would this be grandfathered in if it was a property, if it was a structure that had a gas line prior?
They get permitted
as long as you get the permit before January 1, then you're fine.
That's a great point. I didn't even
Think about that.
We're building, we have that partnership with the Bosies and the Cornell building a house right now. I think 2 weeks ago, National Fuel came and ran the line. Now this property wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything there. It was a parking lot that was gifted to the city. In order for National Fuel to run the line, we had to get to the point where we had the walls and the roof on before they came. But since then, there's been a question about another property where we had a fire, and the owner plans to demo the house and then rebuild. And the question became, because it's a new build, he's not doing it until next year just because of the contractor, will he be required to electrify the entire house versus having the gas hookup? But I believe because it is a house currently, it hasn't been demoed yet, which has gas, that he'll be grandfathered in. Okay. So that was my question.
Okay.
But that's a good question.
That would obviously have a direct impact on the cost of the project.
Right.
But you have to have everything electric versus natural gas.
And potential buyers too.
I would check with Corning Natural Gas because they're the one, because Jeff Horton, Campbell's building a new highway shop right now. And Corning Natural Gas said, if you don't have it to the point where we have our service run to that by the end of the year, you have to heat with electric. Mm. And so they accelerated their project just in order to be able to get gas service. Mm. But if it's already a site that has gas service at it, I would verify that with Corning Natural Gas.
Doug, do you have a connection there that you can reach out to?
I'll get a hold of somebody over there. We've been told from code enforcement officers that as long as you get the permit before January 1st, then you're fine.
All right.
And I would assume that it's at the either the alley or the sidewalk.
Correct.
So we're there.
Yep.
Do we have any other concerns that we need to worry about for that?
You're damn right. Well, yeah.
That I could think of. Good point.
Townsend has been approved for all environmentals.
Correct.
We were hopeful that he would start as soon as we awarded, but he said that he couldn't start until next
year. And at the time of award, he did not let us know this.
And so just process-wise, you don't anticipate any challenge from the current awardee base if it's rescinded?
Do we do anything to make that happen?
We'd have to reject that and award.
Yeah, reject and accept.
So do we need a motion to do that?
We would. And Doug, you, or Elizabeth, I'm sorry, has the amount of the lowest in CNE at second.
But one question, we don't anticipate any...
Any blowback? I don't.
Was there any sort of time component on the bid?
I don't think I didn't execute a contract.
I did not send a contract out to him.
So,
and Doug got talking to him. He said he couldn't start till April. So
there's no,
it shouldn't be a surprise. I just don't want to.
No. What do you expect?
$5,000 in time, legal fees.
He said,
got a release.
Hey, we're going to go a different route.
I don't think it'll be a problem because he knows that we have this grant funding that we have to get it all done by. So he's already in the middle of a bunch of other projects for us that he's kind of behind schedule on already for Chemung County. So I don't think it'll be a huge deal.
Sold.
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's shaking his head.
But you said we need a...
Get a release from number one. That's point.
Okay, so just have him sign it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that something we can obtain from Paul, right? Paul Construction?
I think you can.
Okay.
Then I'd make a motion to reject the previous award and award to
CNE.
Yeah.
CJE.
CJE now.
Sorry.
For $279,950.
Yep.
Second.
Do I have a second?
John did.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. I can't hear you, John. any questions? I think we've talked about it enough. So all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. So we can go ahead and do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I'm glad that John brought that up because, you know, we don't think about that, but based on our earlier meeting. Okay. What's next? You had something else?
Nope. Those were the two items.
But I wanted to invite everybody to our inter-county meeting on November 21st. The legislators have heard this over and over again. I felt really bad because I thought I had sent an invitation to Jamie for, because he was the one that helped us get the contact, but certainly Chris is going to be presenting at our, so Carol's the chairman of our inter-county, and Chris is going to present on the land bank and our successes. And we certainly would like both of you guys to come to our meeting on the 21st at HP Hood. I don't know if I will send something out if I hadn't already done it. It seems like I've been sending a lot of emails out about this. And I'll send you the agenda so you'll know what the timing is on it as well once we firm it up, because I had that draft. I don't know if we need to firm up the agenda, but I know Chris, because you guys can add moral support, and if there's any questions that from these other, so the inter-county is about 35, 40 people that come, mostly legislators from the Western region out of 14 counties, I think, in the Western region. And it's going to be this month, we're hosting at HB Hood in Arkport. So, you know, John, it's a luncheon, it's a breakfast and lunch. So come on and listen to our story, and you guys probably could add something to it as well. So I will send something out to the board. Any questions? Our next meeting is December 3rd at 10:30. And I apologize for the delay today, but we had a lot of stuff to cover before you guys came here. So, and it was good that you heard some of what we were saying because it was applicable here. That's all I have. Anybody have any questions or anything to add?
Coming early and just listening to Jamie Johnson, I really appreciate just being able to hear the updates from around the county. But I've been working with Jamie quite a bit lately, and he referenced a project that we're working on together between the city, the village, and the town over in the woods. And just so you know, Jamie's been phenomenal. It's not easy to work with three municipalities, but you have three different boards, right? Sure. You've got council, two different boards, you've got different personalities, different objectives, and all that. It's been a tough haul. It's been gotten to where we are without the assistance.
He's doing a great job. We go to NYSAC and we sometimes hear about the IDAs in these other counties and they're not active like we are, like ours is. And I know we have three IDAs in this county, but Jamie is, and he works with all three of them, or the other two as well. I know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's synergy there between the two.
And you have a new legislator that'll start on the board next year. So we're looking forward to working with the person. I've not met him yet, but.
Awesome city.
Oh, he does.
Great guy.
Perfect. We're looking forward to it. All right. Anything else? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn? Second? Oh, sorry. Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.